Well, hello, friends. Jordan here. It is Friday, March 20th, 2020, and what a week it has been for so many of us. A week that has been surreal and long and short and so interesting in so many ways for so many of us. One of those rare moments where all of our lives are simultaneously impacted in profound and significant ways. And as we've reflected on what does it look like to engage this season well, this season that is seeming to now look more like months and less like weeks, it's going to be a significant season for our church community. It's one that has potential to either help us drift apart or to bring us closer together, to unite us more in relationships, in the care of each other, in the servant-hearted, sacrificial love of Jesus that binds our community together. And so, in the midst of grief, loss, change, anxiety, we also sense an opportunity to say yes to leaning in to life in Jesus' way, the kind of life that calls us to love and serve our neighbors, the kind of life that calls us to the way of blessing rather than the way of scarcity, which we've been talking about, and also to the kind of relationships that form deep community that sustains and endures even when life is hard. And so we look forward to journeying through this time together. And we've been reflecting internally here at the leadership of the parish of how do we do that well? There is no shortage of noise in our world right now. We are getting email blasts from everybody we've ever heard of about how they're responding to this moment. We are hearing on social media all of the strong opinions in every which direction. And then even within our own hearts, there is noisiness, there is clamor, there is chaos and frenetic activity as we try to process, all of us in our own ways, how to best make sense of the coronavirus, the impact it's having on our world, and how we are to respond in the light of that. And so what we haven't wanted to do is overwhelm you with more noise. In fact, that would be antithetical to the voice of the parish, so what we feel like is our unique voice, which is to provide a sense of the refuge we find in God, a haven, a quiet place, a place of refuge and rest, where there is stillness, where the tightness in our chest can be loosened, where we can take a deep breath and take the load off. That is what we want the parish to feel like. And so we haven't wanted to add to the noise, but at the same time, we have also wanted to be present in this season for sharing how it is that we might grow in Christ and practice his way of life, even in the midst of a time like this. And so I want to share a little bit about our plan, how we are going to do this as a community in the months to come. First and foremost, we are going to be gathering on Sunday mornings over Zoom, a very simple yet sacred gathering each week, primarily a liturgical gathering. We'll do some brief music and some songs. We'll share prayers. We'll see some familiar faces, and then we'll engage in a liturgy that runs deeper and is enduring beyond the moment we find ourselves in. There is great healing in praying prayers that have been prayed for 1,000 years when we find our world turned upside down. And so we'll engage that together as a way of coming together and worshiping in this unique season. That's going to be Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. It'll be a brief time. Children welcome. We'll just all engage together digitally over Zoom, and you can find more information on the website, parishanglican.org, about that. And then throughout the week, we will continue to resource our family ministries, our children, our middle school, our high school population. We know each and every one of those ages is being impacted in unique and specific and significant ways, and we want to care well for that time. We also are making space to hear and respond to practical and spiritual needs as they arise. You can email us at care@parishanglican.org with any prayer need or practical need, and we have a team that is forming that will respond to those things, and we'll even be coming together to pray together about that. And then finally, throughout the week, I want to be making mini episodes of this podcast available, just short, brief, accessible reflections on what does it look like for us to cooperate with God through a time of difficulty, uncertainty, and for many of us, loss and change and fear. And how do we cooperate with Jesus to be formed more into his likeness, more into the self-sacrificial, servant-hearted love of God? And we're going to do that using a certain framework. And so I plan to release a couple of these short episodes each week. We'll have some other resources made available for meditation, for contemplation, for reflection, for rest from time to time as well. But you can also expect some brief miniature episodes, and we're going to frame them around our church-wide rule of life. Now, if you're not familiar with a rule of life, it is a treasure of Christian spirituality that goes all the way back to Saint Benedict, and one of the enduring legacies of Benedictine spirituality is the rule of life. And the word rule there is simply the word for a trellis. It's not the way we would think of the word rule, but simply a trellis or a framework to guide flourishing. It helps growth move in the right directions. And so as our lives are expanding, are blossoming, are blooming, the rule of life helps aim and move and direct that growth. It guides the growth into the direction of Christlikeness. And so at its most simple, a rule of life is simply saying, what kind of practices, what kind of disciplines, what kind of prayer life, what kind of physical activity, what kind of relationships do I need in order to cooperate with what Jesus is inviting me into in this next season of life? And so for us, we separate our rule of life. There's no wrong way to do this. There are a myriad of ways to do this. But for us at the parish, we recommend dividing rule of life into simple quadrants of your heart, your mind, and your body. And then we subset the body into two quadrants, one that focuses on rest and limits, one that focuses on service and love to others, the relationships in our lives. And so those are the primary pathways of the rule of life, the heart, the mind, the body, and what kind of practices will help help me cooperate with Jesus as he is guiding me to apprentice my life to him. And just as there is a personal rule of life for each and every one of us, we also have a church-wide and corporate rule of life. And it flows out of those same pathways, the heart, the mind, the body. And then there are also corresponding practices, again, both personal and communal, that allow us to agree with what God is inviting us to in each of those pathways. And so you'll notice a lot of the things that we do as a church actually flow out of that rule of life. We practice service in our servant leader teams as a way of saying that we want to have our bodies be our hands and our feet and our smiles and all of those things actually extending toward agreeing with life in Jesus' way. And then we gather in classes, trusting that Jesus is actually reminding us, giving us new ways to think both about emotional health. So much of what we carry in our minds have to do with unhelpful approaches to our emotional world, our inner lives. And also, how do we think about God? We have these thoughts about God that are so often counterproductive to life in the image of God. And so we want to develop practices of emotional health, practices of healthy theology. And then finally, the heart, we gather in groups, we gather in relationships, we come together as a community, recognizing that it is in prayer and relationships, and sometimes often even in our suffering and pain, that our hearts are renovated into the image of Jesus. So in our minds, Jesus reminds our way of being through practices of emotional health and Christ-centered theology. Our hearts, Jesus renovates our hearts through practices of prayer and spiritual formation. In our bodies, Jesus reorients our actions toward others through practices of service and care. Well, as I've been thinking about COVID-19 and how the parish can respond, I can't think of any better framework to guide our reflections, because let's face it, we have a choice of how will we physically respond in this situation? How will we use both our absence and our presence for the sake of loving our neighbor well, both our distancing and our moving toward incarnationally through digital means and other ways to serve and care and support others? We also have a choice of what's going to happen in our minds in this season. Will voices of avoidance and anxiety and anger run away with us Will we draw near to God in our inner worlds, in our inner lives, and meet Jesus there? And boy, what do we think about God when things like this happen? Real pain, grief, loss, suffering, heartache happening in our world. What does that say about the way we think about God and the way God is to us in his creation? And of course, finally, what's going on in our hearts, and how will we meet Jesus, and how will he invite us to be formed into his image through a time like this? So throughout the week, you can expect short little reflections on how you might agree with Jesus in the very practical use of your body to support and serve and resource and care for others, to enact justice, to help set things right, to care for those on the front line, to care for the weak and the vulnerable, the stranger and your neighbor. And then podcasts about your mind, your thoughts on God, your thoughts on your own emotional life, and podcasts on your heart and how you can be formed more into the image of Jesus in this time. It is in a time like this that a rule of life becomes so important, because let's face it, our rhythms and our world have been turned upside down. The things that we used to rely on are totally different, and many of us find ourselves even spending our Monday through Friday in very different places than we're used to, doing different things than we're used to, and not being able to do the things that did provide some semblance of rhythm in our life. And so the rule of life in a time like this helps provide that rhythm, even in the midst of uncertainty, that there are still things that are anchoring us to a deep, unshakable life in God. So we'll start dropping those episodes next week. Stay tuned for those. Until then, we look forward to gathering with you Sunday morning, 10 a.m. You can go to the parish/gather to join that service at 10 a.m. on Sunday. All right, friends, stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.